Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Carrie Nicely, naturalist with Henry County Conservation, about their Wine About the Moon Phases event on January 26th.
Tell us what's going on with that.
Last year, we started having wine events because here in Mount Pleasant, they have them pretty regularly with the chamber up on the square, and they're a big hit. So we thought, okay, wine brings people in, so let's get them here now. So we use wine as a lure. And so we started one last year. We had a very small crowd, but the crowd that we had a great time. And that one was Wine and Dine, My Late Animal Valentine, because we did it after Valentine's Day. So with our slow attendance last year and still because of COVID, we thought, okay, let's try it again, because again, wine brings people in. So we have a full moon that's coming up on Thursday the 28th. So we're not doing the program on that night. It had to do with other things, I believe, that were going on that we were trying to avoid. So we tried to strategically place Tuesday, January 26th as our next wine event to coincide almost with the full moon. I mean, the moon will still be pretty bright. It'd be hard to tell the difference between not completely full and full. So we tried to bring the two together because, first of all, the plan, weather depending, is we are planning on walking outside, doing a little moonlight stroll. And that was one thing that our public here in Henry County asked for about a year ago, is they wanted more hikes. So let's combine wine and hiking and the full moon. So that's where the whole idea for the whole baby for this activity started. So it is next Tuesday, January 26th at 6:30. And just because our nature center is being renovated a little bit, we've got some displays that we're changing. We decided might as well showcase our brand new cabins at the same time. Plus, we want to be outside, but yet we want to be where we could get warm if we need to. So the decks of our new cabins, Imogene and George, those decks are the perfect location. We'll have a great view of the night sky from there, and hopefully the moon will be in that view, but we'll have a great view of the sky. The sidewalks, people can come up. We can have this nice camaraderie where people bring their own wine to share, and we'll have the whole COVID protocol. We'll have gloves and separate cups. Normally at the wine tasting events we've done, everybody takes the same cup, but we won't do that. We will use disposable cups after everybody tastes it. The hand sanitizer, the whole nine works. And if you want to come in and see the cabin, you absolutely can do that. But you do have to have a mask on to come inside. At the same time, I'm hoping to have the presentation that I would have done in the Nature Center. I'm hoping to have that on the TV. And it'll just flip through it. And then when we're all done and we're ready to go walk through the woods, I will talk about what's on that PowerPoint. So if somebody didn't get a chance to come in and see it, I will talk about that as we go on our hike. So we'll hike, we'll stop, we'll talk a little bit, we'll keep going, we'll stop, we'll talk a little bit and keep going. And I'll explain what the moon phases have to do with wine, because believe it or not, they are connected.
How much, without giving away the entire presentation, can you give us a little hint as far as how wine and moon phases are intertwined?
It has to do with bottling and flavors and flavoring, and that's all I'm giving you.
Now, this is going to be a free event. Got to be 21 or older, correct?
Correct.
And this would be at Oakland Mills County Park. What else do people need to know about this event? You've got a Cabin Fever raffle also?
We do. And so another thing that we thought, well, how do we get people here? And we thought, well, let's do a raffle. Unfortunately, our first event, the New Year's Day event that was part of the raffle, that was canceled because, you know, the little storm we got. But if you come to this event, and then we've got two more events, actually, after the wine one. We have our maple syrup event, as well as one about the bees, which will be a virtual event. And so at this moon phase, we'll have raffle tickets. You'll put your name and your phone number on the raffle ticket. And each time you come to one of those programs, you can put your name in. So if you come to all three, then your name is in the drawing three times for a two-night cabin stay. And those two nights are at our White Oak and Sugar Maple. So two nights in our smaller cabins.
If people want to attend, should they pre-register?
They need to pre-register by Monday, the 25th, and it's got to be at 5 o'clock because we close at 5 o'clock.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Carrie Nicely, naturalist with Henry County Conservation. You can find this program and a link to Wine About the Moon Faces at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.